Afghanistan is also trying to rebuild its economy, and in that the country resembles its neighbor to the west. Iran is trying to encourage the tourist trade. Economic planners have been trying to develop an island as a destination for foreign tourists and businessmen. The only problem is building an international resort within the rules of a hardline Islamic government. NPR's Ivan Watson visited Kish Island.
The call to prayer competes with announcements of flight schedules at the departure terminal of the Kish Island International Airport. Prior to the 1979 Islamic Revolution, the Concorde flew direct flights from Paris to this island. At that time, Kish was a semi-private resort for the Shah of Iran and his mostly foreign guests. Today, Kish has its own airline, and this Persian Gulf island is open to all Iranians. Foreign tourists from every country except Israel can also cut through Iran's red tape and obtain visas upon arrival here. Promotional videos like this one, which was put out by the island's PR department, advertise Kish as the most business and tourist-friendly destination in Iran. The videos show Iranians jet skiing, rollerblading, and playing with dolphins at the Kish Dolphinarium, while also highlighting the island as a lucrative destination for foreign investors. Kish is one of Iran's three free trade industrial zones. They were established more than a decade ago to promote economic growth and help Iran reconnect with the international community. Iranian entrepreneur Aziz Khatami says a construction boom has transformed Kish.
100% change. So many different. 13 years ago, I said before we had only two hotels and one road also. Now we have so many shopping centers, buildings, and more than 50 hotels.
Sporting Christian Dior sunglasses and an open-collared shirt, Khatami shows off the 13-story Kish Financial Center that his company's now building.
First floor is bank branches. Stock exchange is the second floor.
With its palm trees, lavish hotels, and coral beaches, Kish looks less like Iran and more like Dubai, a major Middle Eastern playground and banking center located just across the Persian Gulf in the United Arab Emirates. Kish certainly has its share of kitsch. Take the brand new Mountain of Light restaurant, for example. Diners here step past sliding rock doors and waterfalls to eat in the cavern of a five-story tall man-made mountain that looks like a movie set from the Flintstones. But this is no Dubai. Like the rest of Iran, alcohol is banned here, and swimming is segregated, with the women's beach located a mile from the men's beach. This taxi driver says tourism has suffered since a conservative director began strictly enforcing Iran's codes of Islamic behavior several years ago. Before, visitors could buy alcohol and women could take off their headscarves here, he says. But the new director restricted things, and you can't have fun anymore. Many people, the driver adds, now go on vacation to Dubai instead. Kish has attracted some foreign oil companies and at least one international bank. But Karim Sajidpour, an Iran analyst with the International Crisis Group, says Kish has a long way to go before it becomes a true free trade zone that will attract significant foreign investment.
Laws are still not that attractive for foreigners. As long as the Islamic Republic goes as Kish goes, I don't think you can create a small oasis in the middle of this regime as long as things don't change in Tehran.
Officials at Kish Island insist their territory is less bureaucratic than the Iranian mainland. But these same officials had to comply with a formal order from Tehran. It barred a foreign journalist from reporting on the so-called Pearl of the Persian Gulf for, quote, security reasons. Ivan Watson, NPR News.